It's 14 minutes away from 11 on ABC Radio throughout the Southwest. Now, it's a fairly stunning stat that 1 in 20 Australians will be affected by abdominal aortic aneurysm. If untreated, 1 in 3 will rupture, causing death. And we're going to have a chat this morning about some screening for the health problems associated with abdominal aortic aneurysms. I'm joined by Dr. Kishore Sunareen, who's going to be running some clinics in Busselton in the not-too-distant future. Good morning, Dr. Sunareen.
Morning, Ron.
May I call you Kishore?
Absolutely.
First of all, can you just explain to us lay people just what an abdominal aortic aneurysm is?
Essentially, it's an abnormality in one of the main pipes going from your chest to your legs. It's your main blood supply vessel in your tummy itself. And as you probably appreciate, it is a tube. And when this tube becomes dilated, it's called an aneurysm.
Dilated meaning what? Closing up?
Stretched. It's
Oh,
stretched
stretch.
like a balloon.
Oh, okay. What would cause something like that?
Usually, it's a combination of factors. Genetics do play a part, but not a major role. The major factor is age, and of course, risk factors like smoking contributes a lot to this development.
So, is there a particular reason why it would dilate?
Well, a combination of factors. If the vessel wall is genetically weak and smoking comes along with its toxic products, it damages the structure of the wall even further. And with the day-to-day pumping of the pressure through the circulation, it slowly dilates as you would with a balloon if you're puffing on it all the time.
So this smoking business actually, if it doesn't get you one way, it would get the other. If it doesn't clog up the arteries, it'll make the arteries weak. So they,
Quite correct.
yeah. And of course, age is the other factor, I suppose you were saying.
Absolutely. It's quite uncommon to get an aneurysm under the age of 60, unless you have a very strong family history of aneurysms. Most aneurysms we would see or detect would be over the age of 60 years.
Of course, when we talk about aneurysms, we talk about aneurysms a lot in terms of blood vessels in the brain causing an aneurysm and causing strokes. Is that right?
Yes, an aneurysm is basically a dilation or a stretching of your vessel, any part of your body. The commonest site is the abdomen, which is your tummy, but the next common site is in your brain. And the unfortunate thing for the ones in the brain is that they are usually in young women. So the disability and the toll is far more startling than in the older age group where it tends to be ignored.
Why young women?
Well, it's same sort of phenomenon developmentally. They may have a problem between the branches of the vessels of the brain, and with the pressure pulsing through, say, 60 times a minute, it slowly stretches with time.
I would assume on the other side of the coin, for those who would like to reduce their the incidence or the likelihood of an aneurysm, it's the healthy living, no smoking, exercise thing all over again.
Absolutely. The normal public health program, which has been promoted so well by the public health department of the health department, goes a long way in reducing the development and also the progression of these conditions.
How do you go about diagnosing them? Because I should imagine pretty hard. You can't sort of feel them or that sort of thing. Is it done by ultrasounds and the like?
Unfortunately, because they're silent, they're almost like a malignancy, like a cancer, and they're often discovered accidentally when you have an ultrasound, say for gallstones or kidney stones, or you have an X-ray of your back. And fortunately, the health system in Australia is so good that these patients with similar conditions are picked up quite quickly when they go for a routine ultrasound. But if you had to pick up an aneurysm, examination is not very reliable, as you pointed out, often because of the varying size of people. And an ultrasound, which is a similar thing that one would do for, say, a pregnant woman, takes about 3 to 5 minutes and will pick up an aneurysm with about a 99% plus accuracy.
How do you go about treating an aneurysm then? I know if it's clogged, you have little stents and stuff these days, but if it's the other way around, how do you go about making the artery?
So what you have to do is basically a bit of reticulation that has high, you can assume it has a hole in it. It's stretched out, and you have to replace it with a new piece of reticulation or piping. So we would manufacture a similar size tube to the one that is damaged. And these days, we would either do it through the groin, which is a combination of a stent and a plastic tube, and it's called a stent graft, or we may occasionally still do it through the traditional way, which is through the an incision in the middle of the tummy.
Is it getting easier to do?
It is getting much easier to do and also less risky as well.
Right.
The approach through the groin has the mortality for the procedure about one-third of that of being done through the middle of the abdomen, and the recovery is also very, very rapid. Most people are able to go home after 2 to 3 days, and they're almost back to normal activity within about 2 weeks. Whereas with the traditional older procedure, it will take them between 3 to 6 months to recover fully.
Right. Now, you're doing some screening on the 16th, I think it is, isn't it? Yeah, Saturday the 16th in Busselton. Whereabouts in Busselton?
It's at the Busselton Hospital, and they have given us permission and assisted us in a variety of ways to facilitate this clinic. And it will be in the rooms that are used for consulting at the hospital itself. And on the day, it will be very well signposted from the front gate all to the rooms. So if anyone wants to pop in, it would be ideal. But if they can give us a ring to schedule the appointment, it'd be far better organized for everyone concerned.
Absolutely. Now, this is for people over the age of 60, which you mentioned earlier on, is the risk group.
Yes, absolutely. It is far more common in men than women, about 7 to 9 times more common in men than women. And unfortunately, I've done similar sort of screening programs in other parts of the Southwest with the health of the Lions Club.
Yep.
And it's the women who bring the men. Men probably know, being in the country, they're always very busy. They often find it difficult to come. But I would really encourage your audience, particularly the male component, to come along, because it really is a life-saving procedure.
All right. As you said, there is the greatest risk over the age of 60. And as I mentioned in my introduction to you, it's amazing the statistic of 1 in 20 Australians will be affected by it. And if untreated, 1 in 3 will rupture, causing death.
And when it does rupture, the chance of surviving is only about 5 to 10%.
Right. Yeah, which are fairly small odds.
Absolutely right.
In anybody's language. Is there a charge for this at all?
And there's no charge for this at all.
No charge?
It would be worthwhile if they got a referral letter from their doctor, because we would then know who their GP is to send a copy of the report to. But there'd be absolutely no charge at all.
Okay. And the phone number, Kishore?
9386-9855.
Okay, I've got a note of that here. If people missed it, they can give me a call here at the ABC. We can pass on that number on. 9386-9855 is the number to book for an appointment on Saturday, April the 16th. And that's the visiting specialist rooms in Busselton. Kishore, lovely to talk about that. It's a fascinating subject. Enjoy your time down in Busselton.
Thank you very much.
All the best.
All the best, Rob.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. It's Dr. Kishore Sunarine, down in Busselton on the 16th of April. So get yourself organised, blokes over the age of 60, all right? Do it for your own good. Interesting that Kishore was saying quite often it's the ladies who drag the blokes along. But, of course, you're all, it's a bloke thing and a lady thing, is non-gender specific is what I'm trying to say.